In last week's Tuesday podcast, I talked about the foundation for continuous movement, which is we listen to the breath, and the breath gives us the timing. The timing dictates our stepping, and then the hands fit in with the way we're stepping. It's for how we do continuous movement. And in tonight's class, we expanded on that one step further to show our students the difference between why, to their eyes, I look like I'm moving smoothly and don't seem to have the same sort of stopping points in my movement that perhaps they see in themselves and in each other and they feel in themselves. And the reason for the difference is the use of the hip. As a general rule in Tai Chi, everything comes back to the hips. And what we did, the very first exercise I teach, and I would argue the very last exercise you would do before you gave up Tai Chi and you couldn't do Tai Chi anymore, as age finally catches up with everybody, is walking practice. It's just simple, starting from cat stance, going into back stance, front stance, cat stance, back stance, front stance, cat stance. Just a simple walking exercise from one side of the room to the other. And the difference, and we did that exercise, they did it, I did it with them, then we paired off. One of the pair would watch while the other walked, and then they'd swap over as they came back. I did that too with one of the students. And then we gathered round afterwards and we talked about what we saw. And one of the students made a very astute observation that the hesitation point comes just before you're about to shift your weight forward into the front leg. And when I'm doing my walking, that hesitation isn't visible. I'd argue it's there, but the reason it's different is because I'm moving my hip first in order to pull the back foot off the floor. Whereas the students are still at the stage where they're pushing the back foot off the floor and pushing the hip round, rather than using the hip to pull the back foot off the floor. Now what this means is my hips are moving facing one corner and then the other, rather than being square on in the walking practice. I really need a diagram to go with this, I think, when I write this up to show you what I mean, or maybe some video. And so what this means is my hip moves before the foot does, and it fills in that little gap where perhaps I look like I'm not moving. I actually am moving, it's my hip that's moving. But it looks like I'm not, perhaps. Or rather, you see me moving, but you don't see why I'm moving. The eye doesn't take in the detail as to why. And that's continuous movement. And it's also stillness in motion, which is something else I'll cover in the next podcast as soon as I've uploaded this one.